Welcome to the fifth episode of Grace and the Grind. My name is Bailey Cruzy, and I am joined by
Anna Entz in the studio. Today, we have a very special guest, Jocelyn.
Hey.
She's a little nervous, but it's okay.
It is kind of nerve-wracking coming into here with these huge mics and like
y'all look so professional.
All the technology.
Yes, and then we forgot to give her like a pair of headphones, so we're hoping it's all ratchet.
We're just kind of winging it.
Yeah, but overall, it's been a pretty good week, I would say. It's almost spring break.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I am excited. Me and Anna are going to New Orleans with crew. We're excited for that. And Bailey is going to Nashville.
So yes.
We're all leaving, which I feel like is good.
Get
away from St. Charles.
Yes, I mean, I'm going to miss being home for like a little bit. We're only going to be home for like 2 days. Yeah. So sorry, Mom. Like, I'm not going to see you, but...
I'm sorry, Mom.
But...
You go home a lot, though, so...
Yeah, ish. Not really this semester, but...
I know. I haven't been home since Christmas break.
Oh, wow.
That's...
Sorry, Mom. Yeah.
How does your mom feel about that?
I'm a middle child, so she's, like, okay that I kind of, like, unattached. Yeah. But I'm, like, really close with my family, but...
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. But for spring break, I'm excited. We're going to go to New Orleans... do a little discipling or evangelism on the campus, correct?
Yeah.
And then plant some trees.
Yeah, we're working with like fix New Orleans or like replant New Orleans or something because of the hurricanes in the past like 10 years. So we're like planting trees and then like through that, I think we'll be at parks with other people. So evangelism through that as well, I think.
I think it'll be just like a good week of like worship and just serving the Lord, getting to grow closer to like other followers of Christ, not just the ones that are a part of Lindenwood's crew, but also because we're going with other
schools,
college.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be a good time, and
I'm hoping excited. Next year I can go, because it sounds like a lot of fun.
And you're going to Nashville, correct?
Mm-hmm. I am going to Nashville. I've always wanted to go to Nashville. I love country music. That's like my whole personality. It's just, I love country music, so.
Yeah. Well, this episode will be airing the Monday. Like, we're filming this on a Thursday. We're actually double recording this week. But it will be airing this next Monday. We will all be on our little spring break journeys whenever this uploads. So if you have any recommendations on any good places in, like, Nashville or New Orleans, like, hit us up, DM us, Grace and the Grind on Instagram or Facebook. And, yeah, I'm also hoping to do a little bit of podcast work during our free time. I have the YouTube set up. Apple, we say this every week. I don't know what's going on with Apple.
Something's wrong with Apple.
They hate me or something. But we're trying to get it all figured out, uploaded, hoping to film someday. But, yeah, I would say it's a pretty good start to what we have. I'm so thankful for all of the positive feedback that we have given and just seeing how this podcast really is, like, work. Like,
yeah, I love hearing from people how, like, our – podcast has affected something they've been going through and just hearing from them and how it's changed their mindset on certain things.
Yeah, I agree. Also, addressing the elephant in the room, we're getting sick, so if we sound a little
just
nasally,
a little congested,
that's what's up. But overall, how's your week going?
Yeah, my week's good. I feel like it's just a lot of build-up before New Orleans, like figuring out details for that, and then also like getting homework done and stuff the week before. But
yeah, it's midterms week.
Yeah. But I don't have any midterms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a math major. I know, loser. but we just have tests, like, all year long, always. So, we don't get midterms. It's just another exam. So that's kind of nice, though. Everybody keeps asking me that. I'm like, no, I don't have any midterms.
I mean, I guess that's nice.
I feel like a lot of ours are projects.
Yeah, like, as communication students, like, it's very project based,
I've had a few tests, but mainly projects, which is kind of nice. It gives you a break. Yeah.
How has God shown you grace this week? Not to put you on the spot or anything.
No, you're good. Yeah, I feel like last night at church, I also go to Matthias with them. We
it
were
was
talking.
So good.
Yeah, it was a really good sermon. Mark Eats. but we were talking about like the law. We were in Romans 7. We were talking about the law and like the weight of living up to the law and like following the rules of that.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Lord, which you guys will hear about in a little bit when I share my story, but, like, I feel like the Lord has really freed me from that and allowed me to walk in that in the past year. So it was just really, I feel like it was just really worshipful last night at church, just getting to see, like, where I was and where the Lord's brought me and, like, to share that freedom that he's given me with others is, like, really cool.
So good. And good. Then do you have like a Bible verse or anything that you're like anchoring to recently?
Mm. Oh, girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, I do.
I always put Bailey on the spot with this too.
Yeah, you do.
Always.
I mean, I have a Bible verse that I've been kind of reading through throughout this week. John 14:26. It's, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. This is the NIV version, but I just read this this week, and I just really liked it, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like that verse, like, wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the Spirit is the one that allows us to remember Scripture and like remind mm-hmm. us of the things that the Lord's like brought us out of and like brought us to. And I feel like it's also like a humbling Scripture of like, oh, like it's not us doing the work. It's not me reading the Bible enough. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's Him working through us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's funny because mine's in John 15. Mm-hmm. I've been walking through discipleship with someone over the past year, and we've been going through the book of John, and our theme is like abide. So I'm just going to read. This is like a basic Scripture, but it's just really good. It's always fruitful. So John 15:1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit.
Yes.
And I feel like, I'm just in a season of pruning. I hope that the rest of my life is a season of pruning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that can be really hard, but just to know that it's so that we can bear more fruit and give more worship is really encouraging to me.
I love that verse, and I feel like it's a good verse for, like, when you're in, like, a waiting season or just, like, you're in a season of life where it's like, why is this happening, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I going through this? And then there's always that question because it says in that verse, like, he's pruning it to either remove that fully or to just, put that on pause or, like, for it to, like, grow more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not necessarily remove the whole entire thing. So, like, you know?
Yeah.
That's the option there. And it's just, like, I don't know how the Lord's going to work necessarily, but, you know, he is. And so, like, having those verses is just such great confirmation. Like, we are growing the fruit of the Spirit. And if we aren't, the Lord's going to do something about that and prune that situation or that person out of our life. So then we can follow him more freely.
Yeah, it's always a good reminder, especially if you're going through like a season or like a waiting season. It's just, it really speaks to people, I feel like.
Yeah. How has God shown you grace this week?
I think just reminding me to like continue to pick up my Bible and like worship him even whenever like life gets busy, just with it being midterms week and getting a lot of work done before spring break. I just feel like I've done a better job at remembering to open my Bible even whenever I feel stressed about other things and homework.
Yes.
And because I feel like we kind of talked about this before where it's hard to kind of spend time with him and we know we have other stuff going on in our life with schoolwork and jobs. So that's just something that I've really noticed this throughout this week is that reminder to just continue to talk to him throughout my day.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you, Anna?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I would say, like, I had a pretty busy week, like always. I feel like every single time it's the same thing, but, like, that's just how my life is. It's busy. And as I see, like, planning for next week and stuff, like, yeah, I'm going to be busy, but it's going to be, like, restful at the same time. And just I'm so thankful for God's grace. And, like, yeah, the season of my life is super busy and trying to figure out, like, what everything, like, what God has planned for me, especially, like, with my career and things like that. But also just knowing that he holds the future. And, like, I had my advising meeting yesterday. And so that's just every single time I know that's going to be, like, not, like, a place for the devil to, like, hit me, but, like, with my thoughts and, like, worrying if I'm where I should be, you know, especially in the field of communication because it's such a competitive field. You always feel like you're behind. Mm-hmm. And I tend to, like, compare my performance to other people's and, like, I'm like, oh, they did this, they did this, they won this award, they're so good at this. But I need to give myself credit, too, because, like, I also am good at that. And, like, I don't know why I'm tearing myself down and, like, lifting these other people up, you know? And I find that I do that a lot. And, like, the Lord's just like, no, like, your experience is enough. Like, he's given me, like, this platform. Like, I literally have a podcast, like, where I get to glorify God. Like, that's enough. And so I don't know why I'm sitting here comparing my experience and my skills to anyone else's, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like with those meetings, it's easy to get in your head and just, like, overthink a lot about the future.
Yeah. And then my little life verse. This has been my verse for, like a hot minute, but I also just really, like, we were going through Romans again, like, at Matthias, and I forgot, like, about how much I, like, really like this verse, but it's Romans 5, verses 3 through, like, 5. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And it just shows that, like, anything that we're going through, God will use it. Mm-hmm. Like, we aren't going through these trials, these tribulations for no reason. Like, he's preparing us for something, even if we don't know it at the moment. He's removing that situation or that person from your life, which may suck at times, but it's just, like, it's producing fruit, like we kind of said. Kind of goes with yours.
Yeah. So. And I feel like in the midst of those trials, it's hard to remember that he's using us in a way, and that it's going to pay off in the end. Like, looking back at, like, some of the trials I've been through, like, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. It's just hard to realize that at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were singing.
Yeah. Go.
We were singing the song last night at church, Yeah, Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
Yes.
And one of the ending verses is, like, when the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, mm-hmm. Yeah, not I, but through Christ in me. And I feel like that kind of correlates with that verse a lot. Yeah, like, it's not our own endurance, like, it's the Spirit moving in us in Christ.
Right. Yeah, exactly, because sometimes you're like, how did I get through that? But it's not my own strength. My strength comes from the Lord.
Definitely not
exactly.
my own.
Exactly.
Exactly, and I think your testimony is just, like, a great, like, it's a great example and, like, shows how the Lord gives us strength and endurance. And, like, these trials, we don't understand why exactly we go through it, but then it really does produce fruit and improves our lives for his good and his glory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why we kind of, like, invited Jocelyn. We met Jocelyn. She's a junior. We met her, like, the first few weeks of at least my freshman year at Crew. We know a few mutual people. I didn't realize, like, you live in Troy, so, like, you weren't that far away.
No, we're neighbors, bro.
We are neighbors. I mean, two different counties, but, yeah, you're a Lincoln County gal. But, yeah, she helps lead part of the crew. She's just a great, faithful follower of Christ. She's kind of become our, like, little disciple or, like, our little mentor, kind of helping us follow the Lord, especially, like, starting this podcast and also just being college students trying to seek the Lord. So, yeah. I'm just so thankful for Jocelyn, and that's why she's our very important first special guest on the podcast. Like, I think you need, like,
no pressure,
like a ribbon or like like a tiara. We need like a tiara,
yeah. Like our, or like a guest. Sash that says first guest on the podcast.
Yes,
y'all are crazy.
We mentioned Crew a few times already. Jocelyn, do you want to explain a little bit about what Crew is?
Yeah, Crew is actually, like, around the world, which is really cool. It's on different campuses around the world, and they are very adamant on, like, discipleship and evangelism. So, like, a practical view of Crew would be we meet weekly for Bible studies. We go through one of the Gospels or one of Paul's letters, and we meet in discussion, and we just dive into the Word. We don't really look elsewhere besides the Word for resources, which is good, because the Word is, like, where we should stick. Like, it is the only source of truth. And then we also do, like, other events on campus, and then, like, we're going to New Orleans with Crew, and they have a lot of, like, overseas missions during the summer and stuff, and...
Oh, do they?
Yeah, a lot of them, like, all over the world.
Have you done any of those yet?
No, I have not. I was gonna do one this summer, and I was gonna go to Chicago, because we're, like, partnered with them, but my sister's getting married, so...
Oh.
Jeez, Michaela. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, but yeah, Crew's awesome. It's, like, a huge part of my testimony.
Yeah.
In my, like, 3 years here at college and how the Lord has used it. To, like, challenge me a lot, but also, like, to bring me community.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's it's a great way. Because I knew, like, when I came to Lindenwood, like, I wanted to find, like, Crew, like, a club like Crew or, like, a Bible study to help me get connected with other Christians. Yeah. Because, like, it's just hard on your day-to-day mundane things to find Christian friends and, like, a group. So it's good at that. And, like, there's a good amount of people that go. And, like, it's nice, like, inviting people, being like, oh, are you free this Tuesday? Like, come to this. But
and that's actually also how I realized Anna also had the same faith as me because like I knew you because you were in my classes, but yeah. I never knew you were a Christian. And then I saw you at Crew one day and I was like, oh my gosh, like I didn't know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how like this all started.
Yeah. So we're thankful for Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very it's a blessing from God. But yeah. But yeah, I'm thankful for Jocelyn, and you were raised in the church, correct? I don't want to steal too much of your testimony.
Yeah,
you but
yeah, I was raised, basically born in the church is what it feels like.
That's
yeah.
how we kind of are, so we can relate to that. And yeah. so I hope, like, everyone else who is listening who maybe has gone through some of the same things, like, realizes that there is hope that, like, you can overcome anything with the Lord. And so, yeah. It's all yours now.
Oh, good. I'm grateful for these girls, too. The Lord's put their name on my heart this year, and so getting to walk with them has been really cool. Yeah, like they said, I grew up in the church very close to where Anna lives out in Troy, Missouri. Yeah, just like your – it was a good, sound church, like biblical church. Gave my life to Christ when I was 8. Was I really following the Lord then? Like, don't know. You know, yeah. that's kind of young. But I was baptized then. Yeah, not that I believe baptism is where my salvation comes from, but it was, yeah. like, a symbol of faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, like, through the rest of elementary school, it feels crazy to say that. Like, you say that young?
No.
But, yeah, and then, like, through middle school, I think it was just, like, the routine of I go to church on Sundays, I go to yeah. church on Wednesdays. Like,
exactly.
Mommy and Daddy love Jesus, you know?
Mommy and Daddy love Jesus, so I should.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And so high school, yeah, I – yeah, there's just a lot of different things. I think from a young age, I kind of had this perfectionist, like, mindset. And, like, I only do good based off, like, my own performance. Like, that's how everyone else sees me is, like, oh, like, they're going to judge me based on my performance and, like, school. Yeah, and
I get that.
Yeah.
And, like, choir, like, oh, I only had 2 solos this year instead of, like, 5. Like, first off, what – like, yeah. when you say it out loud, I sound crazy. Or, like, oh, I got an A in this class, and that person got 100, but I got a 98. Like, hello?
Yeah.
Like, ugh, the enemy is mean.
Yeah,
but
I get that.
Yeah, so I was, like, living in that, like, putting my identity in school. And, yeah, just a lot of things that were
performance
empty.
Performance-based.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they just led to emptiness. I would confidently say that I was living the double life all through high school, even further on. Get there. But I was like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I would go to church with my family. I would serve in church. I would literally lead worship on a Sunday morning. I would serve in kids. I would be a part of Bible studies. But any other day I would like go to school and like would be in complete darkness. Like looked no different from the world, which we see in scripture is not how a follower of Jesus should look. Like we should look different. So I was continuing to find my identity and worth in, like, boys and school and choir and friendships. So I got into a friend group my junior year of high school, and it was a little, like, there was, like, 10 of us or something. And, yeah, there was just no good in the friend group. A lot of hard partying scene, alcohol, drugs, you know, the stuff. Just a lot of worldly stuff, and I got heavily into that friend group. I was with them, like, every weekend. I would, like, literally get drunk on a Saturday night and then be at church the next Sunday morning and would, like, serve in kids. Mm. And, like, the image, like, I've talked to my mom about it now, and she's, like, she doesn't, like, bring me shame, which is why,
good.
God uses his grace, like, gives grace to us. And, like, even through, like, my parents, I've seen that, and, like, actually, like, telling them this stuff. Because they didn't know it during the moment, you know what I mean? I was too good at hiding it.
Were you good at hiding it?
Yeah.
Did you feel any sort of, like, condemnation or felt like it was wrong?
Yeah. It's hard to, like, say because, I, like, knew that it wasn't right. Like, I knew that, like, getting drunk and, like, cussing up a storm wasn't right.
Yeah.
But I was so, like, oh, I know I shouldn't do this because, like, my parents say I shouldn't and, like, the church says I shouldn't.
Yeah.
And so, like, what I was talking about earlier is, like, I was just, like, this Bible is a book of rules. Like, God is a rule giver. Like, why do I want to just follow these rules? Like, if that's all it is, like, I don't see, like, going to church, like, I enjoyed it. Like, it was part of my routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I never, like, left and was like, like, Jesus, man. Like, I never talked about him outside the church. Mm-hmm. Like, even in the church, I didn't really talk about yeah. Jesus. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was, I would say that I was just very numb to the spirit.
Yeah, and that's really good. Sorry about like the laws, because I realize like we always get raised and we're like, don't drink, don't have sex before marriage, like stay pure. But like, why don't we why do we need to wait for marriage? And like the Bible says that, and like it's all for our protection, and that's why He kind of gives these laws out. Mm-hmm. And so like, it's not just something like some law that we can like tiptoe around, because we want to like see what's gonna happen when we break the law. And like, it's not just for God to punish us and be like, no, you can't do this. It's because He's looking out for us and our protection. And like, once we realize that thing, when it comes to like purity or drinking and like all of these other things, like we realize that there is a reason why God has put these like, not law, like they are laws, but like these guidelines almost, or like these like helpful hints or like helpful tips to like walk in the spirit with Him, because He loves us.
Uh-huh. I feel like I've talked to a lot of people, especially recently, where they're like, the Bible and like religion is just a set of rules. Like, why would I want to follow that?
Yeah.
And I just try to explain to them, like, it's more than that. Like, it's not rules. Like, you don't, they're just like, I guess they're scared to like try and, I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I mean? Like, they just see it as you have to follow these rules or you're not going to be accepted.
Yeah.
And I just try to explain to them, like, it's
not like that.
It's
at
way
all.
It's complete opposite of that.
Yeah. It's like a love letter to how much God loves us. And this is why He sets some of these things up.
Like to call it a handbook for life.
Yeah.
Like a guidebook.
Yeah, I was in the mindset of, like, why should I give up these things when the other side of this isn't better? Like, I haven't experienced this, like, amazing side of God. Like, why should I give up the things that I enjoy? Like, I will say I liked drinking. I liked listening to, like, secular music, like, bad music. Like, I liked to, like, flirt with boys and, like, show off my body in ways that, like, was not good. Mm-hmm. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I enjoyed those things at the time, like, because I didn't see that, like, God was better.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And so, I struggled with a lot of anxiety and panic attacks senior year of high school, going into my freshman year of college. I obviously go to Lindenwood now. And so, but there was no, like, specific reason I chose Lindenwood. I literally went on, like, 12 college visits, didn't like any of them, and was like, I guess I'll just go to Lindenwood.
So your journey wasn't complicated like ours
at
all?
Nope, not at all. Wow. I was just like, I guess I'll go there. I decided in, like, April.
I guess we're the only ones, Anna.
Yeah, just y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
Did we just over-spiritualize our
college? Well, I also wasn't seeking the Lord in it, so there was no. And now the Lord had His hand in it, but.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just at the time, you didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. But, if not. Like, you wouldn't have met these connections and you wouldn't be where you are today. And so, like, God did have a play in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I also think, like, if you are in the process of making a decision right now, like, for schools, like, hey, the Lord will use you regardless of where you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just, like, don't over spiritualize that decision. Like, sometimes you might just need to make the decision.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Because I did with Lindenwood. So this part of the story is crazy, and I'm going to go on a little tangent here, but just get this. Okay so I'm going to name drop Taylor Bibb. I probably will have her listen to this, actually. So she was a junior when I was a freshman in college. I also knew her in high school. She went to my high school. She was a senior when I was a sophomore in high school, and we were friends, and we would literally party together. Like, we would go get drunk together. Mm. And so she went to college. We didn't really, like, keep talking after, because I had, like, 2 years of high school left, and you know the maturity levels are so different there. And so I got to Lindenwood my first week at Lindenwood. I actually think it was, like, the third day of school. And I was sitting in the library, which is called the Lark, and I was, like, doing homework, I guess. Don't know what homework I was doing on third day of school. Whatever. And she, like, we, like, passed, like, cross paths. And she was like, Jocelyn? I was like, oh, my gosh, hey, Taylor. And immediately she invited me to Matthias. Like, within a matter of, like, 10 minutes, she invited me to Matthias. And I had went to college, like, oh, I want to find a church. Like, even though I wasn't living for the Lord, like, I was like, Yeah, this is routine. Like, this is habit. Mm-hmm. Like, it's weird to not go to church. Like, you guys have talked about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'll come to Matthias. So I went that week, and I was like, man, this is a cool church. Like, the Lord is really, like.
It really is.
Yeah, He's just using His people here. And so, sadly, I wish I could say that was my turning point, right? Mm-hmm. Got to freshman year of college, and, like, yeah, I was, like, for the Lord, like, living for Him. Like, that was it. But it wasn't. Like, I went to church with Taylor every Wednesday and would leave, like, fired up, like, yeah, man, like, that was so good. Like, I'm tired of living in my sin. And then I would literally be, like, gone. Like, I would literally spend the next day and, like, look the exact same. And I was like, yeah. Now looking back on it, I see that I was just trying to fix my sin on my own. Like, I would, like, actively try to stop cussing on my own. Yeah. Or, like, man, Lord, like, I'm going to go out, but I'm not going to drink tonight. And so I would, like, not drink. But then, like, I would get there and I'd be like, like, maybe one drink. And then it would turn into, like, four or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, just, like, the constant cycle of coming to the end of myself of, like, yeah, I can fix my sin on my own because I know that, like, at church, like, I'm not supposed to be doing this. Like, and I feel fired up. But then I would leave and, like, try to fix it on my own. And then it would just, like, I would just fail, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to fail. Like, that's not through my own strength. Like, I can't do that.
So you had those convictions to, like, yeah, change it?
Yeah.
But you weren't strong enough to fix it.
Well, I was just trying to do it myself.
You were so deep in the sin.
Well, yeah, I just wasn't. My mind wanted to fix my sin, but my heart didn't. Like, yeah, my heart still believed that the world was better than the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Like, yeah, until the Lord changes, like, your heart's desires, like, first we need Jesus, and then he'll do the work. Like, I can't try to fix my sin and then find Jesus. Like, we don't clean ourselves up before we go to him. Like, we come to him broken, yes, and in need of a Savior. Like, I don't need a Savior if I'm perfect, but, like, I am so imperfect and unclean that I'm going to go to him, and then Jesus is going to fix me. Like, I don't need to be fixed before I go to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so,
that's good.
Yeah, until, yeah, it did, it took a lot of time. Yeah, my freshman year was really lonely of college. I didn't really have any friends. I had, like, one friend, and I went to crew for, like, 2 weeks with Taylor, and then I was like, man, this is too good. Like, I got to run. Like, this is too, yeah, like, I was like, I can't. So I, like, didn't come back at all freshman year. Continued going to church, really didn't have any friends that were believers other than Taylor, who was continually trying to pour into me, but, like, I was just, like, stiff-arming her. I was like, I don't want it. Well, I wanted it to an extent. Like, I liked the feeling of it, but then I would just, like, enjoy my sin more. Yeah,
like, at the time you liked it.
But. Oh, for sure. Yeah. And so, so then summer, whatever, came back from my sophomore year, lived in the same cycle for about 3 weeks, and then the Lord was like, yeah, you're done. And I was like, okay. Like, those 3 weeks were, yeah, I just learned that I was trying to fill this void in my heart. Like, I wanted to be loved. And so I was like, I need a man. Like, I'm going to, like, yeah, I'm going to put myself out there and yada, yada. And that's good. So I was, like, looking for it there. And then I was looking for it in, like, alcohol and, like, different stuff. And I was like, man, like, this is fun. Like, this will bring me friends. Like, no, it won't. Like, yeah. Girl, your drunk words were crazy. Ain't nobody want to be your friend then. So,
for that summer, were you still living the same way that you were?
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I just, like, worked a lot, which was helpful, but, like, I would, like, hang out with my high school friends and we would, like, drink and stuff. But I feel like it was just kind of, like, plain. Like, my summer was just, like, plain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really do much.
I get that.
But I wasn't, like, actively in the Word or, like, pursuing the Lord. Like, I went to church with my family, but, like, that was about, you know what I mean? That was about it.
So how would you say, like, you said that the Lord, like, convicted you or, like, told you to stop. Like, was there a moment? Sorry if I'm, like, getting too far ahead.
No, you're good. That's right where I was at.
Oh.
Yeah. like I said, like, I hit a point of, like, yeah, I can't do this anymore, like, on my own strength.
No, you're fine. You're good.
I was like, yeah, I'm not enough, and I need more, Lord. Like, I need you. I don't think it was, like, an exact, like, snap of a finger, like, moment, but I think it was, like, a matter of a week, and I was just like, yeah, like, I can't do it anymore, Lord. Like, I need you to do it for me. Like, you to, like, save me out of this. I need you to, like, take, like, Lord, like, make me disgusted by alcohol. Mm-mm. Like, make me not even like the music that I'm listening to. Like, my mom prayed that in college, that she wouldn't like the taste of alcohol anymore, and she hasn't drinking since then. Like, I believe the Lord can do it, and he's like, he will do it.
So you woke up one day with, like, a change of heart.
Yeah.
Like,
changed. And it, I wish I could say it was so fast, but yeah, like, I think it took, I just had to surrender my life, like, and my ways and my own passions that I thought were my passions and my, like, desires, and had to be like, Lord, like, they're yours. Like, do what you want with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sick and disgusted by my own life at this point. Like, I need you and your grace and your mercy and your love. Mm-hmm. And so I wrote here, I needed a heart surrender, not just my actions. And so I got connected with Crew. I started going to Crew Bible Study weekly, and yeah, it was just immediate. Like, the Lord was like, hey, you know, those friends in that community you've been wanting, like, they're here.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. here. And literally within a week. The next week, I decided to go to Crew Fall Getaway, which is, like, a mm-hmm. weekend retreat. And I left with, like, 10 friends, and they're okay. still my friends to this yeah. day. Mm-hmm. Like, they're the people that were like, hey, like, I want to walk with you in this. Like, I want to hold you accountable. Like, we want to love you, like, even though, like, you, like, denied us for, like, a year. Like, you didn't want to talk to us for a year. Like, I want to, like, love you now and be your friend and, like, help you in this. And so the Lord, like, yeah, the Lord provides, like, more than we can, like, even see in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, like, even then I didn't realize that, like, he was like, hey, like, I'm going to, like, pull these people out of your life, but, man, am I going to lavish you with more. Like, yeah. people that are going to help you and, like, are my people. You know yes. what I mean? And so got connected to Crew. And then I also, like, got a lot more plugged into church at Matthias. Like, I joined a lot family, which is, like, generational, whatever, or whatever that's called.
Yeah.
Right. People that meet together and, like, yeah. So I was able to get, like, poured into by, like, older women and people mm-hmm. and then also continue to, like, grow those relationships and friendships.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then over the next few months, it was just the Lord, yeah, like I was reading here, like, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Like, the Lord was literally, like, cutting off branches left and right, bro. Like, no joke. And it was
yeah.
painful.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that the Lord, like, doing that is easy and that it is, like, gentle exactly. <Yeah. laughs> But, like, it's good. Like, now I can be like, man, Lord, like, thank you. Like, it's so yeah. worshipful. My heart's desires were changed, like, because of those friendships and the Lord, like, meeting me where I was. I, like, no longer was, like, wanting to go out on the weekends. And, like, I was like, man, God, like, ain't no man want me right now anyway. So take that away from me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, the only man I need right now is you, Lord. Like, yes. please.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just love this now. Yeah, now that I've tasted the joy of the Lord and the goodness of the Lord, the world looks, like, disgusting to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even know how I thought that the world was that good whenever yeah. I've now experienced, like, the fullness of his joy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in John 15:10-11, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Like, I thought I was experiencing joy before Christ, but, man, like, when you taste and see, like, the goodness of the Lord, like, that joy is on another level. Like, yeah. I could be, like, crying in my dorm room and still be like, thank you, Lord. Like, there's so much joy in that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just because you know that he has you where he wants you, like, and that he is good, like, no matter what. Like, he is not changing. Exactly. Like, he is who he is through the ages. And so... Yeah. And it's easy to say, right? Like, it's easy to say now.
On the other, like, side of it, yeah.
Yeah, on the other side of it, I was just like, man, like, it doesn't seem that good. But now I'm like, Lord, like, you are the only good thing. Like,
yeah.
You're it. That's it. And, yeah, and I've, like, only experienced that through, like, reading the Word. Mm-hmm. The more I learned about Jesus, the more I learned about God, like, and, like, what he's done for me and who he is. Like, it's the more that my identity has been, like, grounded in him and has made me, like, distaste the world and, like, want to pursue those who are lost and, like, yeah. desire to, like, know him more. Like, the more you know, the more you want to know, you know? It's yeah. just, like, because we're never going to run out of stuff to learn about him. Yeah. And so, like, I just want to know more. And, like, obviously, like, in every season, you might not desire to be in the Word, like, but, mm-hmm. man, like, it, like, bears fruit and it's good and it's, like, active and living. So it's always applicable and applicable. Mm-hmm.
We know what you
big
mean.
Words. No, I'm just kidding.
It's okay. And
so yeah, it's just been really good. Yeah, over the last year, I've been fully following the Lord since October of 20. What's this year? 25.
Yeah, 2025.
So 23.
That's good.
Really yeah. good.
Yeah, 23. October of 23. So I've been doing it for like a year and a half, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Lord's really just used his people and his, like, kind, gentle words to just continue to grow me. I'm, like, actively walking in discipleship with someone older than me, and we've been going through the book of John. And, like, yeah, I've just never experienced the Word in such a way that's, like, life-changing.
Yeah.
Like, Bailey read the scripture of John 14 about, like, the Spirit will bring to remembrance all that I've said to you. I've never, like, been able to fight the enemy so fast with scripture. Which is only from the Spirit. That's not from mm-hmm. my own memory.
Yeah.
So that's been really cool to like experience. That's like even more like in the past like 6 months I've experienced that. So that's been really cool. Because I'm just like, man, that ain't me. Yeah. That's the Lord. That ain't me.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I also got to step into crew leadership this my junior year, which has been really cool because, yeah, it's just an opportunity for me to not only be challenged to like teach and to disciple, but also to like pour into the younger girls. Like, hey, like I was that freshman.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, now it's like, oh, man, like, let me show you, like, what the Lord has in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, maybe, like, I don't know, the Lord can use different giftings and stuff, but I am, yeah, I'm just really grateful to have the opportunity to be in, like, crew leadership with that. Yeah, she's been giving me, like, a platform that's, like, maybe I wouldn't have had if I wasn't in that. Mm-hmm. To be able to pour in, like, I wouldn't have met y'all if I wasn't in, like, crew leadership.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, the Lord's used that, like, so much. Mm-hmm. So... yeah. Not that I don't struggle. Obviously, things aren't perfect now. I'm still being sanctified. Please, Lord, sanctify me more.
Yes.
But, yeah, I have this, like, new hope. Yeah, my identity is grounded. I'm just no longer swaying back and forth. Like,
yeah.
Temptations will arise, but, like, he, yeah, he's present in that.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm so thankful, like, just seeing how the Lord has worked in your life. Like, I didn't know you during that time. And, like, I've always, whenever I first met you, I was like, she's a really strong Christian, you know? Like, she loves you, Lord. Like, and so it's nice, like, seeing that everyone, because all of us, we all have our testimonies. And I thank the Lord for what he has brought us out of, like, good and bad. Like, he's worked all things for our good. And so, like, realizing that you've had those struggles and, like, those areas of your life that were filled with sin and temptations, like, he brought you out of that. And I think that's just, like, a testimony to share with other people. And, like, that's what we're doing with this. And also, you've just shared it multiple times, you've said, too, right? You've kind of shared your testimony before a few times.
Yeah.
And so, but, like, it's just a great reminder for, like, anyone, especially those people that are going through that right now. Like, the Lord can bring you out of that. Like, it seems impossible when you're stuck in that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Like, there's probably going to be people that listen to this that may be struggling with what you were struggling whenever you were in high school, and they'll be, like, kind of like an eye-opening experience, and they'll finally decide to live for him instead of those other desires of the world.
Yeah, exactly. I just hope that whoever's, like, listening, if they're also going through this, that they realize that there is life in Jesus, and there's... you don't need to be filled by this world. Like, you can be filled by him. And even if you aren't struggling with it, like, maybe even share this podcast with someone who is.
If you're friends with someone that you know is struggling with finding validation in things of the world.
And if you don't want to, like, outright call them out, maybe just, like, send them the little link and be like, hey, this is, I listened to it this week. Like,
heard this really good
maybe
podcast.
Maybe you should listen to it. And, like, you know, because obviously we don't want to, like, call out our friends or anything if we see them not living for the Lord. But, you know.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. He's better. And until you, like, yeah, until you experience the fullness of him, like.
You aren't going to want to change.
Yeah. It's not in, like, yeah, just be, like, hopeful and, like, that it's not your own strength that's going to do it. Like, it's only the Lord and his kindness to do that. Like, what it means by he works all things for our good is, like, for our good is his good, like what his good definition of good is, which isn't going to be what our definition of good is.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the things that, like, maybe we want, but it's for, like, his good and for his glory.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I have, like, a few questions just for, like, application-based.
Okay.
For, no, not to put you out on the spot or anything, just because, like, your testimony is so powerful and... I know that there's other people, like, I know people who are struggling with some of the same things like this, and, like, we pray for revival. Like, last night we were praying for revival, not just for, like, on our campuses and in the world, but also for those people that maybe are followers of Christ, but they aren't following Christ necessarily. Like, maybe they are more lukewarm, one foot in, one foot out. So, like, if a person is stuck in that sin, like, that reoccurring sin, like, maybe drinking or partying or having sex or... cussing or gossiping or just, like, in a bad friend group, what advice would you have for them to turn from that?
Yeah. I've this is hard because it's like, is this enough? But you have to like ask the Lord to like change your heart. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, God wants to.
Yeah.
Like he wants us to like not be in sin anymore and to like fully follow him and to like live for him. Not that we're ever going to be perfect in that. But yeah, I think that if you cry out to the Lord and you want to turn away from it, the first thing you can do is seek the Lord. Like you can seek Jesus, like I said, and then like over time, like, man, will he change your heart?
Yeah.
But it's like that daily surrender of self and like, okay, I don't want myself anymore. Like I don't want what I want anymore, Lord. Like I want what you want. And exactly. So, yeah, I know it's hard to just say that, like, oh, so just pray. And I'm like,
yeah, because when you're so deep in it, everything seems hopeless. You may think that God doesn't want to hear from you anymore. Like God's disappointed in you, but that's not the case whatsoever.
Yeah, it's not.
You just have to let him in. Like you can't be closed off to the idea of him coming into your life.
Yeah. And like you have to, I think the first thing I would say is like, you have to seek that maybe you are stuck in that sin or you have a problem that you can't just, like, get yourself out of, if that makes sense. Does that make sense to you? Like, you realize, yeah, what I'm doing isn't.
Well, yeah, if you don't want out of it, then you aren't going to pray to, like, ask the Lord to take you out of it.
Yeah.
You may be like, oh, this isn't good for me, but you continue to do the same thing on the weekends. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I think that the Lord, in his gracious and, like, perfect timing, is the one who makes it clear that, like, yeah, you're done. Or, like, yeah, like, this isn't of me. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Especially if you're, like, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like, you know what you're doing is wrong. So, like, Lord, like, change your heart. Like, please change my heart.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I'm trying to find the scripture.
No, you're good. And... like, it's just really hard, especially when you're in those temptations. Like, we kind of talked about last week's episode with the college experience. Like, whether you're in high school or college, like, yeah, maybe your heart posture, you really want to change it and you're seeking the Lord. But if you're still putting yourself in those areas of temptation, like a high school party or with those same friends who are not necessarily following the Lord. And
you have to surround yourself with people that are also going to, like,
keep you accountable,
challenge your faith and keep you accountable.
Yeah, man, quit flirting with your sin.
Yeah.
Okay. James 4. Hopefully this is the right one. Yeah, 6-8. But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Mm-hmm. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. We were going through this a couple weeks ago at church, and I've actually shared this with Ann Bailey. But I feel like it's kind of applies here.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, first, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. And then it says, secondly, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then thirdly, it says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. And if we believe that God's word is true, and it is perfectly made, and that the Spirit is what affected these words, then we believe that the order of every verse is intentional. Yeah. Like, it's intentional, and the Lord had his, like, hand in it. And so God doesn't say, cleanse your hands and purify your hearts and then submit yourselves to God. No, but it says, like, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Boom. Number one, turn to him, like I said. Yes. Number two, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Like, after you submit yourselves and say, Lord, I'm done, like, you draw near to him, which in that you're already drawing near. Yes. And he will draw near to you. And then... cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. That ain't us. That's him. Like, he gonna do that. And so we just have to surrender ourselves.
Exactly.
That's so good. Yeah. I love that. So, do you have any questions?
No.
Oh, I have some questions.
I'm not going to interrogate you.
Oh, I am. I am.
Thanks, Bailey. No, I'm just kidding.
What fruit have you seen God produce through this?
Ooh.
I'm sorry if I'm putting you on the spot. But I think, like, we talked about, like, the fruit of the Spirit and, like, how God is pruning those areas. I think of, like, an actual tree. Like, he's out there with, like, the scissors, the pruning scissors and, like, cutting off those branches. Yeah. And, like, maybe it's painful. Maybe some of those are so hard, like, he has to use extra pressure or force to fully get those off because we're still holding on to that. Yeah. And so, but, like, he wants us to change so he can help us grow that God-honoring fruit.
Yeah. The way that I used to speak to people was not okay. I was mean. Still am mean sometimes. Lord's still working.
We're both very blunt
yeah.
people.
but yeah, I was just a very honest person, and I would like use that as an excuse to be mean. Mm. And the Lord was pretty quickly like, hey, like that is not loving. Like if I say to love your neighbor, man, like you ain't doing that like well. And so, yeah, the Lord's bared a lot of
English.
Grammar, what? Okay, the Lord has produced a lot of fruit with that specifically. I feel like in like the way that I speak to people. So like I'm kinder now, not all the time, but yeah, the Lord's definitely doing that. And then like we see gentleness as a fruit of the Spirit. Yeah, and I feel like the Lord has really softened my heart to that in the past like 3 months, that like harsh words or like approaching like the lost harshly is not the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes like it can come across like that, but yeah, it's like he has approached me gently at times, like especially when like convicting of sin and stuff, like he's kind in that and he's gracious and gentle. And so like he's like really been teaching me what that looks like in conversations and like the way that I pray for people and yeah, just the way that I love others.
Yeah.
Like it really it's has humbled me.
Yeah.
And then like, yeah, yeah, I really don't struggle with anxiety anymore, which is like crazy to think about.
Yes.
Yeah. The Lord has given me like a peace, like it says in the Bible, that surpasses all understanding. Now, like, obviously I like worry sometimes, but like that, like burden of like anxiety is like, I hate to say this, but like, it's gone.
Yeah.
Like the Lord has taught me that like he's in control and like, it's easy to say that, but like he's like actually like changed my heart to like believe that a lot of the times. And so that's been really cool to like see that.
Yeah. We've talked about that a lot and just anxiety in general. And that's like amazing just hearing how you did fully like surrender like your schedule or like your timeline of what you want your life to look like or who you're going to marry. You've surrendered that to the Lord.
Help me do that more.
Help me find a man.
No.
I'm joking. I'm joking. But yeah, and even just like the joy from the Lord. That's enough right
totally.
There.
Yeah.
Like you aren't seeking the joy from the world.
It's such a good thing.
I want to pray for anyone who's listening or maybe going through that, if that works for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we all want to pray for it, if that works?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this podcast and just Jocelyn and her amazing testimony and just seeing how you've really worked through her and... like anything that you do, Lord, it's possible. Like you can bring us out of the darkness. You can bring us out of our sin and our flesh. And I just pray that anyone who's listening, that they realize that maybe they have been living a life of temptation and sin, and they aren't honoring you with their actions, Lord, that they're living for the world. And I just pray that, yes, there's condemnation in that and that you want to prune them, but they realize that they are following the world and they need to just turn and follow you. First things first, they need to just surrender their heart to you, Lord. They need to find a relationship with you, and I'm just so thankful for everything that you do and your grace and your mercy and how you sent your son to die for us, to forgive us of our sins, and so I just pray for that.
Lord, I just want to thank you for allowing us to have Jocelyn with us today and allowing you to speak through her and just her sharing her testimony. And I just pray that it would speak to people listening to this podcast and that it would be eye-opening to them and that they would just turn to you, Lord, and forget the things of the world and the desires that they seek of this world, and that they wouldn't find validation in that, and start to seek validation in you, Lord, and having a relationship with you instead of worldly desires. And I just want to thank you for allowing us to have this platform to speak to people. And I pray that it would reach thousands of people just to hear your word and that they would start to turn to you.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Anna and Bailey, for the gift that they are, for saving them. Lord, I thank you for saving me. Yeah, God, there's no testimony better than the other, Lord. So I just thank you that we all have our own unique stories and that you are clearly seen in all of those, God, that you are the center of those stories. Yeah, God, I pray for the believers on this pod that are listening, the unbelievers, the lukewarm believers, Lord. Yeah. Like, yeah, you've created all of us. So I just ask that, you would be made known in their mind, God, for those that are on the line of following you or are one foot in, one out, Lord, I want to pray Psalm 34:8 over them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Lord, would they, would you reveal yourself to them that you are better, than the world, that you, that you bring true joy and true comfort and true peace, Lord. God, and would they take refuge in you? Would they take shelter in you, Lord? Would they be dependent on you for your strength, Lord? Would they not try to come to you clean and to fix themselves, Lord, but would they come to you broken and needy of a Savior? God, I just thank you that you're here with us, that you are constantly moving and working when we don't even see it, Lord. Yes. So I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for your Son who died on the cross, that we can even be sitting here saying these things, Lord. Thank you for the relationship that has allowed for us to have with you. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I feel like this was good. I'm so thankful that you agreed to join us here in the studio. I know it's kind of nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But all it is just talking about Jesus. And
who doesn't want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys. This was fun.
This was fun.
Maybe you'll have to come back.
Just kidding. Yeah, but this will be uploading hopefully Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful for everything that the Lord has done.
Yeah.
And what he continues to do. I just pray that we see him on our spring break trips to New Orleans and Nashville. And
I can't wait to see like how he works in the next few weeks.
Yeah, just remember that God's grace is sufficient and there's still grace in the grind.
Period.
Yeah, this is Anna Entz.
This is Bailey Cruzy.
And remember, we have Jocelyn here with us. But can't forget about Jocelyn. But we just pray that you guys have an amazing week. And thanks for listening. Bye, guys. Bye.